Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting third, the right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth, the catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third, the left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth, the catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Richards and he is out, Hoover applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wakefield. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Lake applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harris scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York moves to second. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Peacock moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. York hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazor strikes out. 1 out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peacock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Richards strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoover hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 2 in the game. Culberson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wakefield moves to second. 2 outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wakefield moves to third. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball towards center. Culberson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Culberson. Wakefield scores. Harris moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Peacock to Lake covering second. The throw back to home, and Harris is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazor strikes out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox, who is chasing the ball. Wakefield reaches third base with a triple. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. D. Miles pinch hits for Joe Dobson. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into right field. Harris picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harris. Miles moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Culberson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Lupien goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Tigers. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazor hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.